What's up? My name is your boy, your mom.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
I'm Kim Akadu, and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Let's go.
Let Phoenix FM be your soundtrack to the day.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Stakeholders condemn attack on PF Secretariat by suspected UPND cadres. Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board awards over 3,900 loans to Wunza's first-year students. And in global news, refugees to face 20-year wait to settle permanently under asylum reforms. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Chairman of Member of Parliament Yota Mutachalo has condemned the attack on the Patriotic Front PF Secretariat by suspected UPND cadres yesterday, describing the incident as unacceptable. Mr. Mutachalo is concerned that the attack, which involved the destruction of motor vehicles, was carried out without provocation. He has expressed skepticism over promises by the UPND to take action against those responsible, calling these statements dishonest and highlighting past incidents where attacks went unpunished. Mr. Mutachalo has cited the Petauke parliamentary by-election, during which he and other PF officials were attacked, vehicles were damaged, and stones and machetes were thrown at them, yet no arrests were made. He has since urged Zambians to exercise their power through the ballot box, warning that public silence should not be mistaken for acceptance of impunity.
You politicians, I want you to know that politics is not a
Sincere apologies for that. We seem to have a problem running that bite. However, the news continues.
They say that they are against cadrism. But look at the cadrism which UPND thugs have been unleashing, especially on the Patriotic Front. So far, who has been arrested over cadrism? The answer is no. I'll give a classic example. During the Petauke parliamentary by-election, we were attacked without any provocation. My vehicle was damaged. Honorable Chisopa's vehicle, it was shot at. We were attacked with machetes, stones, and even when this matter was reported to the Petauke police. And these cadres are known in Petauke there. Dockets were opened, but to date, no one has been arrested.
Meanwhile, the Advocates for National Development and Democracy, NANDD, has also condemned the attack on the PF Secretariat, describing it as a threat to the country's democratic values. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda is urging the Zambia Police Service to conduct a thorough investigation and ensure that those behind the attack are arrested.
You politicians, I want you to know that politics is not a platform for violence, but a democratic space where citizens can exchange and promote ideas on how the country should grow and improve the living standards of its people. I want to urge Zambia police, therefore, to conduct a thorough investigation and ensure that those behind the attack are arrested. We call upon the Zambia police to investigate the attack on the PF Secretariat and bring all those involved to book. Cadres must learn from their colleagues who are currently in prison because of political violence. No country, I want to state that no country can progress in the absence of peace and unity.
A two people were injured yesterday after suspected UPND cadres allegedly attacked the PF secretariat in Lusaka, vandalizing parts of the building in the process. The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board, HELSB, has awarded 3,926 student loans to first-year students at the University of Zambia, UNZA, for the 2025-2026 academic year. HELSB Manager for Corporate Affairs, Chiselwa Kawanda, explains that a total of 5,798 applications were received for sponsorship at UNZA, and of these, 4,929 applicants, representing 85%, met the eligibility criteria. Ms. Kawanda says that the remaining 869 applicants, representing 15%, were ineligible due to factors such as completing grade 12 before 2020, submitting incomplete or incorrect documentation exceeding the age limit of 26 years, having points exceeding 30, or having been awarded loans at other universities. She says in terms of geographic distribution, 2,477 eligible applicants were from urban areas, 1,544 applicants from peri-urban areas, and 1,777 applicants from rural areas. In a statement, Ms. Kawanda says that the board also received 29 applications from students with disabilities, of which 28 were awarded loans. Ms. Kawanda explained that the awards were carefully considered to ensure a balanced provincial distribution, with priority given to students demonstrating both academic merit and high socio-economic vulnerability. Government says it is happy with the coordinated response from stakeholders following the pollution of the Kafue River earlier this year. Speaking during the annual Gender Equality in Climate Action, Environmental Rights and Natural Resources Recognition event, Lufuanyama District Administrative Officer Kasemuka Mwalo commended the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, for convening this symposium, which brought together key actors in environmental protection and gender advocacy. Ms. Mwalo noted that Lufuanyama, like many other districts, was affected by the water pollution incident but received timely support from various departments, including the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, the Department of Forestry, and other government agencies.
I'm happy that today, in this symposium, we are looking at this. What strides have been made as Lufuanyama District, working with various stakeholders, in trying to promote gender equality in all these other programs that we've actually been doing. We know that there are a lot of programs that have been taking place. Madam, I can assure you that we are ready with the planning of the gender 16 days of gender activism at Lufuanyama District, which actually hasn't been taking place in this district.
Earlier, CEJ Youth and Children Program Coordinator Dalison Mvula said the center has been working closely with other stakeholders to advance environmental rights and gender equality in Lufuanyama District.
We are so grateful for our partners. The Center for Environment Justice, we do not work alone. We work with the Center Foundation, we work with Care for Nature, we work with Entrepreneurs Zambia.
The Indola District Child Protection Committee has called on Zambians to familiarize themselves with the Children's Code Act of 2022 to enhance efforts aimed at protecting the welfare of young people. Committee Chairperson Charles Mwambo explains that the Act outlines a child's right to live with, be cared for, and be protected by parents or society, forming a key framework for strengthening child welfare systems across the country. Pastor Mwambo says a wider public understanding of the law is crucial in preventing conflicts related to children's well-being.